Fred Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 21st Sarajevo Film Festival. One of this year's films featured in the program was Son of Saul by Laszlo Nemes. The film follows the story of a Sonderkommando, a Hungarian prisoner at one of the Auschwitz crematoriums who tries the impossible to salvage the corpse of a young boy, find a rabbi and bury it. The film critics of this year's Talent Sarajevo edition shared with us their opinions and views on the film and on certain aspects of the film. They are Gergana Donceva from Bulgaria, Andra Petrescu from Romania, Lila Puskas from Hungary, Miro Frakic from Croatia, and Anna Sturm from Slovenia.
So The Son of Saul is the feature debut of Hungarian director Laszlo Nemes. It's a very interesting new perspective on the Holocaust. New take of it. The stories we had until now on Holocaust, the films we already had about it, were mise-en-scene in a really spectacular way. Like, you never see one character, you never get too close to one single person from there. You're not allowed somehow. It's presented like it's something spectacular, a very big event that happened in history. And we kind of have to, we don't ever empathize with one person there. We as viewers are supposed to empathize with what happened.
Basically, I was astounded by the film. Perhaps not immediately, because it was, to me, it was very problematic with the topic of Holocaust, which has been supposedly overdone. But this director has made something very particular, which managed to elevate it to a whole another level. And what stuck with me is its powerful visual message, which was conveyed by his particular use of a camera and the work that DOP has done and the framing of the entire things.
Actually, I'm very impressed by the movie, and I feel every time I talk about this movie, I get emotionally very involved. And this is really thanks to its visuals. And apart from that, the audio, the effects have a very, very strong impact on the viewer.
It really gets to you. It really, it's very emotionally endeavoring. When you stop watch the film, you're kind of exhausted because you really invest a lot in this film. And I also think this film is really important in the context, like, of how to approach this sort of historical themes. It brought us a new point of view for these kind of topics and how we can, you know, go deeper into such thematics.
What was very amazing for me is the artistic influences on Laszlo Nemes, because for educated viewers, the connection between Alem Klimov's Come and See and his model of representing the war as individual psychological experience is very strong, and he's very good to refer it. His ability to build up a very subjective world with, for example, use of sound, it's quite interesting. You permanently hear sounds, some cries, shows. He shared in now that it was a very great challenge for him how to create the deaf, the people in concentration camp, and what to do, how to express it.
You know, when you think about Holocaust movies, you usually think about the Schindler's List or some really classical Holocaust movies that are really dramatical and has these really touching stories and so on. And I think that this is really, for me, those films never worked. I never connected a lot to the thematic, because I imagine that it's really hard to make a movie about Holocaust. So I think this director, he's really courageous just to go into that field, and you really have to respect him for that, especially with his first feature and according to how young he is.
I know it may sound cliche, but in a sense, it's not a Holocaust movie, and it is a Holocaust movie. So it includes motives, which are well known to all of us, basically, but it puts them in a very very in a different context, and so the fact that we're following just one character helps to make some stuff more real, to make it more human, more palpable, more visceral, I guess, especially at the beginning where when he's, you're not really sure what's going on, and then he's leading the group of people, and then you start realizing, you know, they all basically are going to the gas chamber. To the character himself, it's something that he lives with every day. But to the viewer, is very, very, very shocking, and I think that's the power of this film.
So the visual aspects of the movie are based on this decision which was made by the DOP, Matyas Erdély, and the director, Nemes Jeles László, together. Namely that the camera follows the main character, Shaul, from a close-up, not showing his surroundings, only his reaction on what happens to him. And they used a 35mm camera, and they used very long takes, which made this whole shooting process very difficult to succeed.
I think that basically every film that is shot on an actual film and not in digital technique can really benefit from this, because it's just, you know, the film actually has this something you could almost touch. The colors are different, they are more deep, you can almost touch them.
So the whole film is kind of shot from the point of view of the main character, so you follow him from the beginning to the end. It's interesting once because in a way it makes you more inside of what's happening to him. It doesn't allow you to see what's happening around him that much. And it obliges you to stay with him and with his main objective, which is to bury his supposedly son. But in the same way, it also works as in not allowing you to be in the narrative. I mean, you don't really empathize with what's happening. You are there, you watch it, you are with him. At the same time, you can't really empathize. You kind of feel that you're not there, that you are a spectator of something that happened, but you're not allowed to be in the narrative.
You know, the picture is very Shaul-centric, so we're just seeing his point of view, but the sounds can come virtually from anywhere, and we will perceive them. So basically, the soundscape of the film, it creates a whole wider context, makes it all the more also real. That was done quite masterfully. I remember reading something that it said that, like, if you can notice the music or the sounds in the film, then it's, like, bad sounds and music. So it should be unnoticeable. And in this case, it's very much like that. So it's very immersive, and you just feel like you're there.
I think that the dialogue is interesting, very laconic at the moment, and director, both director and scriptwriter, did a lot of work to make a preliminary preparation and research in order everything to be authentic. I was surprised to know that the leading part, the character, is not a professional actor. He has a Jewish origin, and he was absolutely perfect in his ability to not express any emotions. He did it at the end. The spectators can understand his collapse, emotional, but during the whole film, you have the feeling that he has no emotions. He's so controlled himself. And of course, it's like a mechanism, defense mechanism, to survive in this place without roles where human life hasn't any value, and etc.
The main character, Shaul, is played by Géza Rürig, who is an amateur. He's an unprofessional actor. And actually, I think the director and the producer of the movie took a big risk by choosing him, because this is a movie which shows mostly his face, and you see everything, every single facial reaction of him in a close-up. and it was very important to make him not overplay, because the character he portrays is a very faded out, very desperate character who doesn't really have emotions anymore. And the way how Géza Rőrig portrays this character, actually not really portrays it, just lets it exist around him or inside him, is a very special way.
Thanks very much for listening. Thanks to the film critics of the 2015 Talent Sarajevo. From the Sarajevo Film Festival, this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.